Good evening.
下午好。
Or afternoon.
下午好。
It's good to be with you again this year.
今年再次来到大家当中，感觉非常好。
Linda and I are grateful we could come.
我跟我的太太都非常感恩我们能够到这里来。
And we're grateful we've been able to come these number of years.
也为着我们这几年都可以来而感恩。
I still cannot remember how many years it is.
我已经记不得有多少年了。
We were trying to figure it out again, and no one could seem to figure it out.
我们试着能够数算，但是呢，没有人能够算出是多少年。
So we'll just thank you for the years we've had together to share His word.
所以呢，我就为着过去几年能够一起来分享神的话而感谢大家。
I really appreciate these brothers who translate.
非常感谢这些翻译的弟兄。
I feel like they have a difficult job.
你们知道他们工作很难。
I don't speak English.
我们都讲英文。
I speak Southern.
我讲的是南方的英语。
There's a difference.
口音是不一样的。
And to complicate the matters, I'm an engineer, and engineers don't even understand English.
那么对于那些搞工程的人做翻译就更困难，因为搞工程的人不懂英文。
So the translator has a dual burden.
所以呢，他们有双重的负担。
To figure out what I'm saying.
首先要明白他说的。
And to figure out how to say it.
然后要怎么翻译过来
But we're not left to ourselves.
但是我们不是自己
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵与我们同在
And we can trust the Holy Spirit.
我们可以相信圣灵
To speak to us.
对我们讲话
His word.
他的话神的话
Because it's His desire.
因为他的盼望就是
To manifest the Lord Jesus Christ.
将耶稣基督显明出来
This is the whole mission and work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的职责和工作。
In whatever ministry, whatever part we have,
无论是什么样的服事，无论我们做哪一部分职事
we must absolutely always depend upon the Holy Spirit.
我们必须永远的、绝对的依靠圣灵。
There are some scriptures I'd like to read to begin.
那么开始的时候，我想读一些经文。
Deuteronomy 33 verse 1.
生命第33章第一节。
And this is the blessing.Wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death, and he said,
以下是神人摩西在未死之先为以色列人所祝的福。
Turn to Ezra,
以斯拉记
chapter 3,
第三章
verse 2,
第二节。
Then stood up Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, and his brethren, the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer up burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
约撒达的儿子约书亚和他的弟兄众祭司并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。
Psalm 90,
诗篇第九十篇。
This psalm is actually a prayer of Moses.
这首诗篇是摩西的祷告。
And I don't know if your Bible has titles before the psalms.
不知道你的。圣经的版本在这篇诗篇上面是否有一个题目
But the title of this psalm is A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God.
这个诗篇的标题是神人摩西的祈祷。
Turn to the New Testament, Acts chapter 7.
新约使徒行传第七章。
Verses 22 and 23.
第22、23节。
And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds. And when a period of 40 years was fulfilled to him, it came into his heart to look upon his brethren, the sons of Israel.
摩西学会了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到四十岁，心中起意，去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
And here is the longest portion of scripture we'll read.
下面我们要读的是今天最长的一节经文。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
I think this is a familiar story.
这是一个大家都熟悉的故事。
This is the story of the burning bush.
就是燃烧的荆棘的故事。
I'll read one verse at a time, and then our brother will read.
我们一节一节的读。
And Moses tended the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of God.
摩西收养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山。
To Horeb.
就是何烈山。
And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a thorn bush. And he looked, and behold, the thorn bush burned with fire, and the thorn bush was not being consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And Moses said, Let me now turn aside to see this great sight.Why the thorn bush is not burnt?
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
And Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him out of the midst of the thorn bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
And he said, Draw not hither, loose thy sandals from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
There's only two more verses I would like to read. Deuteronomy chapter 34.
还有两节，生命记第三十四章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab.
于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩亚地。
At the very near the end of the New Testament,
Revelation
15,
启示录第十五章
，verse 3,
第三节。
And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌。
Now let's pray again.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, how we thank you for this time we have together.
主啊，我们能够聚在一起，我们何等的感谢你。
And we want to confess from the beginning our utter dependence on you.
我们从一开始就承认，我们只有你是我的，我们的依靠。
Lord, we pray you would open your word.
主啊，我们求你打开你的话。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would breathe upon your word.
我们求圣灵向你的话上吹气。
And that you who have the words of eternal life.
主啊，你有永生之道。
Would speak to us words of life.
向我们说生命的话。
Lord, you know that we don't just need words.
主，你知道我们不单单需要话。
Don't weary us just with more words.
主啊，我们真的是不让我们因为更多的话我们心里面忧愁。
But Lord, give us living words.
主啊，把活的话给我们。
That open to us the Lord Jesus.
让耶稣基督向我们打开。
And that show us the way we should walk.
向我们真的是显明我们当走的道路。
And how we too can be men that God chooses and uses for His purpose.
使我们也成为神为着他旨意所节选所使用的人。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, those of you that were here last night know that we began on this burden concerning the man who God chooses and uses for His purpose.
昨天来参加聚会的就知道，我们这次特会是要讲到神为着他的目的所节选所使用的人。
We said that God is a God of purpose.
我们说神是有目的的神。
Everything He does is with His purpose in view.
神做的每一件事都是为着他的目的。
He's not like you or me.
他不单单是你和我。
We do things very often that are purposeless.
我们讲都有各样的目的。
But God being a God of purpose is always doing everything according to that great eternal purpose of His.
作为有目的的神，他做的每一件事都是为着他那不改变的永远的旨意。
We saw how that great eternal purpose is altogether concerning His Son.
我们知道神呢，最他的目的都是关于他的儿子。
He does everything for His Son.
他做每一件事都是为他儿子。
He will give His Son everything.
他把一切都给他儿子。
Everything will be summed up in the Lord Jesus.
最终都要在他儿子耶稣基督里同归为一。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
But we also talked about how this eternal purpose includes man.
我们也讲到了神的旨意也包括人。
I cannot think of a more humbling thing, brothers and sisters.
这实在是让我们最谦卑的事了。
The God of glory who has this unwavering purpose.
我们知道这个这神他有他自己他永远的旨意。
Has somehow determined that this purpose would include you and me.
但是他却定义说在这个旨意里面要包括你和我。
That's extraordinary.
这实在是不得了的事。
By anyone's definition, that's extraordinary.
不论用谁来讲，这都是不得了的事。
He loves us so much that he doesn't want to complete his purpose without us.
他实在爱我们，爱到一个地步，他不愿意在他的旨意里面我们没有份。
And it's for this reason that he calls man.
因着这个原因，他呼召人。
It's for this reason he saves man.
为了这个原因他救人。
It's for this reason he uses man.
为了这个原因他也使用人。
To complete his purpose.
来完成他的旨意。
He is waiting until he can find those vessels.
他等候一直到他发现那些器皿。
Who will respond to him.
能够向他有回应。
And when he finds those vessels.
当他一旦他发现了这些器皿。
He can advance his eternal purpose.
他就可以推进他的目的。
That's what the Bible's all about.
这就是圣经告诉我们的。
It's a book of vessels that he's found.
这圣经就是讲到他所找到的器皿。
It's a book of vessels that he's called.
就是他呼召的器皿。
It's a book of vessels that have responded to his grace.
就是向他的恩典有回应的器皿。
It's a book of vessels that were severely flawed.
这些器皿都是有缺陷的。
And yet it's a book of vessels that God greatly used.
但是神却能够大大使用的器皿。
That's the burden that the Lord has put upon my heart.
这是神放在我心里的负担。
You know, we began last night with Abraham.
昨天晚上我们从亚伯拉罕开始。
We looked at the calling of faith.
我们看到信心的呼召。
We said everything begins with calling.
每一件事的起始都是从呼召开始。
The Lord first of all calls us to himself.
首先神呼召我们到他自己那里。
Unless you have heard the divine call,
除非你听到神圣的呼召。
And you've opened your heart,
打开了你的心。
And you've responded to the Lord,
你向神回应。
And you've believed in the Lord Jesus,
你相信主耶稣基督。
And you've allowed him to cleanse you with his precious blood,
让他的宝血来洁净你。
And you've been born again of the Spirit and not of the flesh,
你是从圣灵而不是从血气生的。
You can never be the man that God chooses and uses for his purpose.
你永远不会成为神为他旨意所节选所使用的人。
Everything begins with call.
每一件事都是从呼召开始。
The second thing we mentioned about Abraham is the obedience of faith.
我们讲到亚伯拉罕第二件事就是信心。
Not only was he called, but he responded.
他不但蒙召，而且他回应。
This is a tremendous thing.
这是一件大事。
This is a tremendous secret for us to understand in the Word of God.
这是对我们来讲明白神话语的奥秘的极大的事。
He is always calling.
他一直在呼召。
He never stops calling.
他从来没有停止呼召。
But we may not respond.
但是我们不一定回应。
But here in this vessel, Abraham.
但是在亚伯拉罕这个器皿。
He found one that responded to him.
神发现了一个对他有回应的。
In Hebrews 11:8,
希伯来书十一章第八节说
，says being called, he obeyed.
说他听命，他听见呼召就遵命出去。
That's the obedience of faith.
这就是顺服的信。
I don't know if you're like me and you've wondered about the Lord's words.
我不知道你是不是像我一样，有时候在想神的话的时候。
In Matthew 20 verse 16 and Matthew 22 verse 18, it says, For many are called, but few are chosen.
在马太福音告诉我们说，蒙召的人多，被拣选的却少。
Has that ever puzzled you?
你是不是很疑惑呢？
What on earth does this word mean?
这句话是到底是什么意思呢？
Surely it's important because it comes from the lips of our Lord himself.
因为这话是从神的话里自己出来的，所以一定是重要的。
Not only once,
不但讲了一次，
but twice the Lord Jesus uttered these words.
而主耶稣讲了两次。
Near the end of that gospel of the kingdom,
在神的在主耶稣所传的神的福音的最后，
Many are called,
蒙召的人多，
but few are chosen.
但是节选被节选的是。
Now first of all, it does not have to do with salvation.
首先呢，这个跟我们得救无关。
Many people confuse it and think it has to do with salvation.
很多人他们不清楚，以为这是讲到得救。
It doesn't. It has to do with the kingdom.
这跟得救没关，讲到是国度。
And what I believe it simply means,
我想他就是他的意思就是说
The difference between those called and chosen is this.
那么在呼召和节选之间的区别乃是
The chosen ones respond to the Lord Jesus.
被节选的乃是向神回应。
He calls us all.
他招他呼召了。
But not everybody responds.
他呼召所有的人，但是不是每一个人都有回应。
And he's looking for vessels like Abraham, who he not only called,But who obeyed?
他在寻找像亚伯拉罕这样的器皿，他不单单蒙召，而且他遵命出去。
Well, I think you get the point.
相信大家明白这一点。
Then we looked at the testing of faith.
然后我们讲到呢，被试验的信心。
Let me read a verse in 1 Peter, a few verses.
啊，我读彼得前书里面的几节，彼得前书第一章。
I will begin 1 Peter.Chapter 1, verse 5.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
Who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation. Remember, Abraham was a man of faith, ready to be revealed in the last time.
你们因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备的，到末世要显现的救恩。
Wherein ye exalt for a little while at present.If needed, put to grief by various trials.
因此你们要大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
But listen to these precious words.
请大家注意听。
That the proving of your faith,
叫你们信心既被试验。
Much more precious than of gold which perishes.
比那能坏的金子。
Though it be proved with fire, be found to the praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
Says in Genesis 22 that after these things God tried Abraham.
在创世纪第二十二章神啊那里面说神要试验亚伯拉罕。
He proved Abraham.
他也证明了亚伯拉罕。
He tested Abraham.
他试验了亚伯拉罕。
And what he does with each one of us as a man of faith,
也是神向我们每个人啊要做的试验。
Is faith must be proven and tested.
我们信心必须经过试验。
It's like gold.
就像金子一样。
It's like silver.
像银子一样。
It has to be purified in the fire.
必须在火里被洁净。
So I said last night, I mean it with all of my heart,
我昨天晚上说了
，testing is not to break you。
啊，昨天晚上我真的是从心里面告诉大家说，试验不是要摧毁你们
，testing is to make you，
乃是要成就你们。
This is how the man of God is made。
这就是神啊，怎样对待他的人。
Through the fire，
通过火。
And then finally, we looked at the testimony of faith。
最后我们讲到信心的见证。
You know, it says simply at the end of Abraham's life,
就是在亚伯拉罕生命的最后
that by faith he sojourned in the land of promise.
因信他在应许之地为客旅。
The testimony of faith is that he's a sojourner.
信心的见证就是说他是一个客旅。
And I think the reason that more of us are not chosen and used as these ones for God, these vessels for God.
我想这就是神要拣选我们成为他器皿的目的。
Is we're not sojourners.
就是我们是客旅。
We're too attached to this world.
我们 我们对这世界太多的依赖。
You know, the Lord said before he left to his disciples, you're to be in the world, but you're not to be of the world.
主耶稣离开的时候对他的门徒说你们在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
This was the secret of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的秘密。
Here this great man of God
这是一个伟大的神人
was a sojourner
他是一个客旅
and a pilgrim
他是一个寄居的
in the land
在这个地上。
Linda found this little track article as y'all have out front.
I think she's
reading these rather than listening to me. He won't translate that. That's okay, honey. And one of them was about this African American lady.
那么那个里面有一个小单章讲到说一个 美国的黑人妇女。
And President Lincoln,
和美国总统林肯,
and when she was set free from the bondage of slavery,
当她从奴隶的身份被释放的时候,
she prayed to God and she said, "Give me a name."
她就跟神祷告说, "给我一个名字."
And the Lord said, "Your name is Sojourner."
那么神对她讲说, "你的名字就是寄居的."
That's our name.
这就是我们的名字。
That's what we're to be.
这就是我们。
If you want to be the man God chooses and uses for his purpose,
你要成为一个神为他目的所拣选所使用的人,
then we have to be a sojourner.
我们必须是一个寄居的人。
We're just passing through.
我们不过在这里, 我们不过从这里经过一下。
Well, we must press on.
我们呢, 却必须要努力。
Tonight we'll look at, this afternoon, pardon me, I'm way ahead of myself. This afternoon we'll look at Moses, the man of God.
今天下午我们要看的人物是摩西神人。
You know, it's hard to overestimate the importance of Moses in the Old Testament.
我们真的是没有办法, 讲到摩西的重要性我们是没有办法低估的。
John the Apostle, when he was opening that glorious gospel, the Gospel of John said this.
使徒约翰在他的福音书约翰福音一开始他就说,
For the law was given by Moses.
律法是借着摩西传的。
Grace and truth subsist through the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the significance of Moses.
弟兄姐妹, 这里面就讲到摩西的重要。
In one sense, we can say the whole Old Testament is the law.
从某一个角度讲, 整个的旧约就是律法。
The whole Old Testament is Moses.
整个旧约就是摩西。
But then when we come to the New Testament,
当我们来到新约的时候,
and there's that manifestation of the Son of Man,
那么当人子显明出来的时候,
then grace and truth subsist through the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
And it says, of his fullness we have all received.
讲到说在他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了。
And grace upon grace.
并且恩上加恩。
Two testaments.
两个约。
One is Moses.
一个是摩西。
One is the Lord Jesus.
一个是主耶稣基督。
That's the significance of this man of God.
这就是这个神人他的重要性。
I mentioned last night that the New Testament mentions Moses more than any other character from the Old Testament.
昨天我讲到在新约里面摩西提到的次数比其他任何旧约人数都多。
I think that should give us some idea of his importance.
这就让我们知道一些他的重要性。
Some idea of the impact he has.
就是他摩西所带来的影响。
Some idea of the importance of his calling and using.
所以让我们知道他被呼召他使用的重要性。
One person put it like this.
有人这样说。
He said, Moses is easily the most significant figure in the history of the Jews.
就是说在以色列人的历史中, 摩西轻而易举的就是最重要的人物。
Our brother Bill was explaining our reading plan last night in the opening.
子彪弟兄昨天领会的时候讲到说我们, 读经的计划的时候,
and he said you just about concluded Moses' books.
就讲到我们应该正好把摩西的书读完。
Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament.
旧约里面的前五卷书是摩西写成的。
Genesis,
创世纪,
Exodus,
出埃及记,
Leviticus,
利未记,
Numbers,
民数记,
Deuteronomy,
生命记,
great writings,
他伟大的著作,
the opening of the whole Bible,
圣经的开始,
the introduction of the whole purpose of God,
神的目的的介绍,
this is how significant Moses is.
摩西就是这么了不起,
and is a verse that touches me very much.
非常摸着我心的一节经
34:10,
就是非常摸着我的就是申命记第34章第10节这一节经文
This is at the very end of Moses
这是摩西的最最结尾的时候
And there arose no prophet since in Israel like Moses whom Jehovah had known face to face
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的他是耶和华面对面所认识的
Think of that elevation
想一想
There has not arisen a prophet in Israel since
以后以色列中再没有兴起这样的先知像摩西一样
Whom God knew face to face
是神面对面所认识的
Over and over, if you read those five books of Moses, you will see a repetitious phrase.
如果你一遍一遍地读摩西的这五卷书的话，你会发现有一句话一直的重复。
Now, some of you may not like to underline your Bible.
那
underline your Bible. Yes.
如果你喜欢在你圣经上划线的话。
But I suggest you learn to underline your Bible.
你们有些人可能不喜欢划线，但是我建议你们。
If you underline the whole Bible, you can get a new Bible.
我建议你们在圣经上不断的划，当你们把整本圣经都划完之后，你们就会有新的圣经。
And that's good because it shows me you're reading your Bible.
这很好，因为这说明你在读圣经。
But there's a phrase that occurs again and again in those five books of Moses.
但是在摩西的这五卷书里面，有一句话一直重复的出现。
It says.And God spoke to Moses.
就是神对摩西讲话。
Verse after verse begins with that phrase, and God spoke to Moses.
好多经文都是这样开始的。神对摩西说。
That's the significance of Moses.
这就是摩西的重要。
He had a relationship face to face.
他有一种面对面的关系。
I think it's hard to overestimate the importance of Moses.
我们没有办法，真的是啊，低估摩西的重要性。
There's another verse that touches me in the Bible about Moses.
圣经里面还有一句话很摸着我，讲到摩西的。
It's Psalm 103.
诗篇第103篇。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And it says, listen to this very carefully.
请大家注意听。
It says, he made known his ways.This is God, by the way. He made known his ways to Moses, or unto Moses, his acts unto the children of men.
这里面讲到神，他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Isn't that tremendous?
这是不是非常重要？
I think that's tremendous.
觉得非常的重要。
Moses was such a vessel.
神，摩西是这样一个器皿。
Moses was such a man
他是这样一个人
that God could make his very ways known to him.
神可以让他知道神的法则
Not just his acts of power.
不单单是他的大能的作为
I think sometimes we'd like to just see his acts of mighty power.
有的时候我们只想看到他大能的作为
But God wants to show us his ways.
但是神要向我们显明他的法则
Because he wants to conform us to the image of his son.
因为他要把我们磨成他神儿子的形象
And unless we know his ways,
除非我们知道他的法则
he cannot conform us to the image of his son.
他不能把我们磨成他儿子的形象
Moses is so significant.
摩西这样的重要
Deuteronomy 18 talks about another prophet being raised up. It's verses 15-18. Another prophet being raised up like unto Moses.
以至于《申命记》第十八章第十二节讲到说，要另外兴起一个先知像你，像摩西。
Do you know who that prophet is?
你知道那个先知是谁吗
？Do you ever wonder who that prophet might have been?
你有没有想要知道他是谁
？That prophet is none other than the Lord Jesus Himself.
那就是主耶稣基督。
The great prophet.
这个伟大的先知。
And the word of God says Moses is so significant.
在神的话里面，摩西这样的重要。
That ultimately another prophet will be raised up.
最终呢还要兴起另外一个先知
like unto Moses，
要像摩西，
and that's the Lord himself，
就是主自己。
Well that's sort of the nutshell significance of Moses，
这就是呢对讲到摩西重要一个简单的讲到摩西重要性的一个简单的概括。
But I think there's one description of Moses that is utterly significant，
同样讲到摩西还有一点是非常非常重要。
Or absolutely significant，
绝对的重要。
We read it in Deuteronomy 33 verse 1，
就是在申命记第33章第一节我们读到，
It says Moses the man of God，
就是摩西神人摩西。
Isn't that tremendous？
是不是很重要？
In Ezra, during that period of recovery, it speaks of the law.
在以斯拉记讲到以色列民恢复的时候，讲到律法。
We read it in Ezra 3 verse 2.
在第三节第二章，我们第三章第二节，我们讲到。
And it talked about Moses, the man of God.
讲到神人摩西。
And then when we read his own prayer.
我们读摩西自己祷告的时候
The title of that Psalm 90
诗篇第九十节的标题
Is the prayer of Moses the man of God，
就是神人摩西的祈祷。
I think that's tremendous，
我想这非常非常不得了。
Can you imagine，
能够想象吗？
If you wanted some legacy，
如果你能够留下什么？
See our president now is in his second term and he's now building his legacy， the things he wants to be remembered by。
我们现任的总理现在是第二届了，他所努力要做的就是能够留下一些。
So, if you wanted to be remembered,
如果你要被人纪念，
and you wanted to have a legacy,
你要留下一些事，
and you wanted someone to have a, say a eulogy of you that was important,
那么就你希望有人说这个人是重要的，在他的家族里面。
Can you think of a more glorious description than this?
能够想象到比这个描述更荣耀的了吗？
Moses the man of God，
摩西神人摩西。
Can you think of that if someone said John the man of God，
能够想象吗？有人提到孟弟兄的时候说神人孟圣荣。
Or Tom the man of God，
或者神人周刚。
Oh I know you can hardly imagine it but Kenny the man of God，
同样你能够想象吗？讲到 Peterman 弟兄的时候是神人 Kenny。
To me that's the most significant thing that can be said in scripture almost，
对我来讲在圣经中这是对摩西讲到最重要的一点。
I think this is tremendous，
我想这是非常非常的不得了。
In the end he is looking for a man of God，
神最终要找的就是一个属神的
人。 In all of us he's looking for a man of God，
在我们所有人当中他要寻找的是属神的人。
Now by the way that doesn't leave you sisters out，
同样这也包括姐妹。
I'm speaking of man in a generic sense，
我讲到说神的人包括弟兄也包括姐妹。
He is looking for men and women of God，
他在寻找属于神的一切的男人和女人。
Galatians tells us there's neither male nor female in Christ，
加拉太书告诉我们说在基督里不分男女。
So you begin to understand the point，
所以我们这样就能够明白。
Nothing greater than this legacy，
再没有比这更重要的。
Moses the man of God，
摩西是神人。
I believe that's one thing I want to impress you brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹我相信这是我要大家记住的一件事。
So the titleOf this message，
所以呢今天信息的题目
is Moses the man of God in case you didn't get it，
如果你还不明白的话今天的题目就是神人摩西。
Now there's several very important things we need to think about when we think about Moses，
我们想到摩西的时候有几件重要的事。
First of all we need to think about the salvation of the man of God，
首先我们讲到的是神人的拯救。
Our brother Marco talked up here about how Moses from the beginning was saved，
赵卓弟兄从讲到神摩西一开始是怎样被拯救的。
His story begins with salvation，
他的故事就是从拯救开始的。
As a babe he was saved from destruction，
他还是婴孩的时候就被从死亡中拯救出来。
Look at Exodus verse 2 chapter 2 verse 10，
出埃及记第二章第十节。
And when the child was grownShe brought him to Moses' daughter, And he became her son. This is speaking of Moses. And she called his name Moses and said, because I draw him out of water.
孩子见长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
Moses, the very name means drawn out.
摩西这个名字的意思就是被拉出来。
Or from the water.
或者说从水里面。
His life begins with being saved out of the water.
他的生命是从被水里面拉出来得救开始。
So the first thing we see about the man of God that's important,
我们在神人身上看到的第一件重要的事,
is that his life is about salvation.
就是他的生命就是拯救。
You were born to be saved.
你被生出来是为了要拯救你。
Every person was born to be saved.
每一个人生出来都是为了被拯救。
God is not willing that any should perish.
神不是要让我们灭亡。
But that all should come to eternal life.
是每都得到永生。
And here Moses, who was destined for destruction.
摩西本来是要灭亡的。
At the very beginning was sovereignly saved.
但是从一开始就被神的全能所拯救。
You remember the story.
大家都记得这故事。
Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he was all worried and hot and bothered that the Egyptians, the children of Israel were stronger than the Egyptians.
法老就是埃及的王，他因为以色列人数众多，就担心他们会比埃及更强盛。
And so he had this plan in view.
所以呢，他有一个诡计。
And with his plan, he told the midwives, the Hebrew midwives, for the men, for the boys that were born, kill them. But for the girls, save them alive.
所以他的诡计，因着他的诡计，他就告诉希伯来的接生婆说，如果生出来的是男孩，就把他杀死；如果是女孩，就留下来。
You wanted to be born a girl back then.
那个时候你最好是个女孩。
Moses, when he saw Moses, when they saw him, he was so comely, his parents decided to put him in an ark.
那么当摩西生出来的时候，他的父母因为看着他最美，
in an ark of reeds,
就把他放在蒲草箱里，
and put him out in the water.
然后放到河里。
And Pharaoh's daughter, who came down to bathe, saw this baby.
那么法老的女儿到河里洗澡，就看见这个孩子。
And said, "Bring him to me."
就说把他带来。
Before that story, Pharaoh had another idea. He said, "Kill all the boys."
那么法老本来是要把所有的男孩都杀死。
And he even had another idea of instruction. He said.All the children of Israel, make their burdens even heavier. Make them labor under toil.
那么他要苦待以色列人，他要加更重的重担给以色列人。
So here's baby Moses.
这里就是婴儿摩西。
Floating down the river in the ark of reeds.
在那个蒲草箱里面呢，从河上面飘下来。
He was destined for destruction.
他的结局就是本来是要被消亡、被灭亡的。
But he was sovereignly saved.
但是神的大能拯救他。
Moses' daughter said, "Bring him to me."
法老的女儿说：“把他带来。
”And you know the story is tremendous.
这个故事非常的精
彩。You know, Moses' sister came along and she had a good idea.
摩西的姐姐来了，她有一个好主意。
She said, "Why don't you let me get him a wet nurse?"
她对法老的女儿说：“我给你找一个奶娘来。”
And Pharaoh's daughter thought that was a good idea, and so Moses was taken to his very own mother and nursed as a baby.
法老的女儿也认为这是一个好主意，所以呢，摩西就是在他自己的妈妈的喂养下长大的。
A tremendous story about sovereign salvation from destruction.
这是不是真的让我们看到在神大能之下被拯救的一个非常奇妙的故事？
But you know that's supposed to be your story and my story.
这其实也是你的故事，我的故事。
God sovereignly saves us from eternal destruction.
神用他的大能 把我们从永远的死亡中拯救出来。
This is his heart.
这是他的心愿。
He doesn't want us to perish.
他不愿一人沉沦。
That's the reason we read that he gave his only begotten son.
所以就是因此他把他独生的儿子赐给我们。
That whoever believes in his son
让一切信他的
would escape certain destruction
就不致灭亡
and have eternal life. This is sovereign salvation. And this is the story of Moses. He was saved from destruction. And then, you know, I think of other things.
另外一件事,
Moses' beginning about personal salvation is more than just escaping destruction.
摩西个人的拯救不单单是脱离了灭亡
It's more than just having eternal life.
也不单单是得到永生
You know, sometimes we think all salvation is about me being saved to go to heaven.
我们常常讲到得救常常就是我得救了可以上天堂
If I'm saved, that's good enough.
如果我得救了,那就足够了。
I have my life insurance.
我的生命有保障了。
I can live however I want.
我可以有永生。
For myself.
为我自己。
Because I'm saved.
因为我得救了。
From eternal destruction.
不再灭亡。
That is not all that salvation's about.
救恩不单单是这样。
I believe we need to understand this, brothers and sisters.
我想弟兄姐妹们，我们需要明白这一点。
I believe Moses began to understand something greater.
摩西也开始明白有更大的事。
You know, Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, the Word of God says.
神的话说，摩西学会了埃及一切的学问。
He was mighty in word and deed.
他说话行事大有能力。
He was destined to be the king in place of Pharaoh.
他本来是要代替法老成为王的。
You know, Pharaoh had no son.
法老本来是没有儿子的。
And Pharaoh's daughter had no son of her own.
他女儿自己也没有儿子。
Except this son that was sovereignly saved out of the river.
除了这个在水里面被大能拯救的儿子。
And so what happened in Moses' life is he began to realize later that salvation was more than just personal salvation.
所以摩西后来他明白的,逐渐明白的就是拯救不单单是个人被拯救。
Turn to Acts 7 again.
我们再次打开使徒行传第七章。
Acts 7.
使徒行传第七章。
And when a period, verse 23, by the way, and when a period of 40 years was fulfilled to him, it came into his heart.
第23节说,心中起意,
to look upon his brethren,
看望他的弟兄,
the sons of Israel.
以色列人,
and seeing a certain one wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was being oppressed. Smiting the Egyptian.
见他们一个人受冤屈,有护庇他,为那受欺压的人报仇。
Something came into Moses' heart about this matter of salvation.
在他心里面起意,讲到就是这个救恩的,拯救的事。
It says it came into his heart.
就讲到,进到他心里面。
He began to realize that salvation is not just personal salvation.
他开始明白救恩不单单是个人被救。
God wants to save a people.
神要拯救一群人。
This testimony that he's after is more than just me being saved from hell.
这个见证不单单是我被从
This testimony he's after has to do with the deliverance and salvation of a people for himself.
乃是呢,这个救恩乃是说要拯救并且释放一批属于他的人。
In other words, his view of salvation was greatly enlarged.
讲到摩西他对救恩的看见被扩充了。
Here's what I'm trying to say.
这我想要说的是
，We have too small a view about salvation.
我们对救恩看得太窄。
We preach the gospel as if all we're to do is to get people saved from hell.
我们传福音以为就是呢，福音就是要把人从地狱里面拯救出来。
In God's eternal purpose, as a great and larger view.
但是在神的永远旨意里面有更大的目的。
He is looking for a people for himself.
他要寻找属于他自己的人。
That came into Moses' heart.
这个意念来到了摩西的心里。
The man of God.
神人。
Now, how do you think it came into his heart?
怎么进到摩西的心里？
I believe God put it in his heart.
我相信是神放进去。
I believe he began to see those ways of God.
是他开始看见神做事的法则。
I began to think that maybe he began to see what God really wanted.
也许呢，他开始看见神心里面所要的。
And it's more than Moses.
是不单单是摩西自己。
It's all of his people that he's after.
乃是他所要寻找的所有属于他的人。
This is the story of Moses.
这是摩西的故事。
This was a great change that came into his heart.
这是摩西心里面一个极大的变化。
Look at Hebrews 11, 24 to 26.
第十一章二十四节到二十六节。
Hebrews 11, this explains what happened with Moses.
十一章希伯来书十一章这里面、啊、告诉我们
That's in 24 to 26.
第二十四节到第二十六节
By faith Moses, when he had become great, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter,choosing rather to suffer affliction along with the people of God than to have the temporary pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect to the recompense.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁肯和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
This is salvation.
这是拯救。
There are three very important words in this New Testament explanation of the change in Moses' heart.
在新约里面讲到摩西心意改变的这几节经文里面有三个重要的词。
First, there's the word refusing.
第一节呢，就是讲到不肯或者拒绝。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Now, when we come to salvation, we need to first refuse the world.
我们来到救恩的时候，首先我们要拒绝这个世界。
And then the second important word is this word choosing.
第二个重要的字就是选择。
He chooses, it said, choosing rather to suffer affliction along with the people of God than to have the temporary pleasure of sin.
他选择宁肯和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
This enlarged view of salvation wasn't just about being personally saved.
这就扩充我们对救恩的认识，不单单是我们个人得救。
It was about refusing the world.
乃是要拒绝这个世界。
It was about choosing Christ.
并且要选择基督。
And the third important word is this word esteeming.
那么第三个重要的事就是看。
He esteemed the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasure of Egypt.
他看为基督的受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is what is to happen to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们身上要发生的事。
There's to be a change in our heart.
我们心里面要有改变。
We're beginning to see things bigger than just being saved from destruction.
我们要看到单单的比从、啊、灭亡而拯救更大的事。
Salvation is refusing to be a part of this world.
被拯救是我们要拒绝成为这个世界的一部分。
Have we refused to be a part of this world?
你有没有拒绝成为这世界的一部分？
The second aspect about salvation is choosing.
救恩的第二件事是选择。
We're to choose Christ.
我们要选择基督。
If we choose Christ, that is salvation.
如果我们拯救基督，而我们选择基督
，It's not just refusing，
不单单是要拒绝
，It's choosing，
而且是选择。
You know, brothers and sisters, I think life is a choice
first of all.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们的生命就是选择。
There are basically only two choices.
基本上只有两个选择。
According to Romans 12, we can choose to be conformed to the image of this world.
按照罗马书第十二章，我们可以效法这个世界。
Or according to Romans 8, we can choose to be conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
那么根据罗马书第八章，我们也可以选择效法神的儿子耶稣基督。
You know, when it comes to salvation, there are only these two choices.
讲到救恩的时候，我们只有这样两个选择。
People say, I have many choices in life.
你会说，我的生活当中有许多的选择。
But when it gets down to it, this is the choice that you really have in life.
但是讲到最后，你生命中最终的选择的时
候， you can choose to be conformed to the image of this world.
你可以或者选择，
or you can be choose to conform to the Lord Jesus himself.
你可以选择或者效法这个世界，或者选择效法耶稣基
督自己。Those are the only choice.
只有这样两个选择。
And then he esteemed.
然后呢，第三点就是看
the reproach of Christ.
看基督所受的凌辱。
Greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Think of that contrast for just a moment.
想一想这个对比。
The reproach of Christ.
基督的凌辱。
Greater than the treasures of Egypt.
比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Now that's one thing for you to say.
说是一件事。
That's another thing for Moses to say.
但是对摩西来讲却是另外一件事。
Because he was destined.For the throne to be Pharaoh of all of Egypt.
因为他本来就是要成为管理全埃及的法老的。
But the day came when he saw his salvation so clearly.
但是有一天，因为他清清楚楚地看见了救恩。
He refused the world.
他就拒绝了世界。
And he chose the Lord.
他选择主。
And he now had a whole different value system.
他现在有一个完全不同的价值系统。
And that value system was being reproached with Christ was greater than all the treasures of this world.
在这个价值系统里面，为耶稣基督受的凌辱比整个世界的财物更宝贵。
Is that our value system?
这是不是我们的价值系统？
I think that's tremendous.
我想这非常不得了。
That's a fuller view of salvation.
就让我们清楚地看见救恩。
That's what Moses had.
这就是摩西心里面的。
This is a fuller understanding of personal salvation.
这是对个人救恩的完整的认识。
The man of God must first be saved.
成为神的人首先要被拯救。
Let me ask you these questions.
让我问你一个问题。
Have you been delivered from destruction?
你有没有被拯救脱离死亡？
Eternal destruction?
永远的灭亡。
Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
有没有接受耶稣基督为你的救主？
Have you been cleansed with the precious blood?
你有没有被他的宝血所拯救？
Have you believed in the Lord Jesus?
你有没有相信主耶稣基督？
Are you born of the Spirit?
你是不是从灵生的？
This is the beginning.
这是开始。
This was the beginning with Moses.
这也是摩西的开始。
And this is the beginning of every man of God.
这是每一个属于神的人的开始。
You know,Moses sang a song of triumph.
摩西的歌。
It's in Exodus 15, verse 2.
Which chapter? 在出埃及记。
Exodus 15, verse 2.
第15章。
He said in that song of Moses, as it's called,
摩西的歌第十五章出埃及记第十五章第二节
The Lord is my strength and my song and he has become my salvation
耶和华是我的力量我的诗歌也成了我的拯救
The Lord Jesus became his salvation
主耶稣基督成为他的拯救
It says, you may say, brother, how can you, the Lord Jesus wasn't there then How can you mix up Old Testament and New Testament?
你会说弟兄啊那个时候主耶稣还没有降生他怎么成为在旧约和新约里的拯救
But the New Testament record says he esteemed the reproach of Christ.
但是新约里面说他看基督的凌辱。
Moses, it says, saw him who is invisible.
那摩西说他看到呢看不见的。
And he endured.
所以呢他就忍耐。
Well, I hope you see this full salvation.
希望大家都能看见摩西所看到的这个完整的救恩。
This is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
You know, God is looking, in Moses, but God is looking for more though than personal salvation, as I said earlier.
像我刚才说的，神所要找的是不单单是我们被拯救。
God is looking for a testimony in this world.
神在这个世界，他要找一个见证。
And that testimony is bigger than us.
这个见证比我们要大。
Once we get saved,
我们一拯救之后，被救之后，
brought to the Lord Jesus,
我们被带到主耶稣基督之后，
we're to be brought into the testimony of Jesus.
我们要被带进耶稣基督的见证。
In the Old Testament, it was the children of Israel.
在旧约里面是以色列人。
In the New Testament, it's the church.
在新约里面是教会。
It's the body of Christ.
是基督的身体。
And unless we have an understanding of this greater salvation,
除非我们能够对这个救恩有更大的理解，
we will not be the man that God chooses and uses for his purpose.
我们就不会成为神为他的旨意所节选所使用的人。
It's the testimony of God expressed in a people that Moses saw.
乃是摩西看到的是神的见证在人的身上表明出来。
And that's when that reason he saw the Egyptian mistreating his brother. He was so agitated. He killed the Egyptian.
这就是为什么当他看到埃及人苦待以色列人的时候，他就按捺不住心中的情绪。
You know, something came into his heart as we read in Acts.
我们读使徒行传就知道他心中起意。
And he saw this salvation, this corporate salvation that God was after.
所以呢，他就看到这个救恩，就是神所要的团体的救恩。
And so he thought it was wise to act on what he saw.
所以呢，他讲到他要采取行动。
But what we discover is he did the wrong thing in the way he acted.
那么我们当然知道他这样做事的方式是错的。
Says the next day he went out and saw two Hebrew brethren.
隔了一天，他看到两个希伯来人。
And they were arguing between themselves.
他们在争吵。
And here, knowing that God's heart was to deliver all the children of Israel.
因为他心里面知道神的旨意是要拯救以色列全
部的人。Not just to personally save Moses.
不单单是拯救摩西一个人。
But to have a people for himself.
乃是要得到属于他的人。
He tried to intervene with his brothers.
所以他就要介入。
And they said, what are you going to do? Are you going to kill us the way you killed the Egyptian?
所以他们对摩西说，你们要对我怎样呢？你像昨天你对那个埃及人一样。
You know, brothers and sisters, fear filled Moses' heart, the word of God said.
那么所以圣经告诉我们说，摩西的心里面就害怕。
Then Pharaoh found out about it.
后来法老知道这件事。
And Pharaoh was going to kill Moses.
所以法老要杀摩西。
So then Moses fled to Midian in the wilderness.
所以呢，摩西就跑到米甸的旷野。
So this is the second phase of Moses' life.
这是摩西生命的第二个阶段。
The first 40 years of Moses' life is about salvation.
摩西他生命的第一个阶段是拯救。
The second 40 years about Moses' life is learning the secret of the man of God.
那么他的后40年呢，则是学习作为一个神的人的秘诀。
Moses knew what was in God's heart.
摩西知道神的心意。
He knew that God wanted to save every man.
他知道神要拯救每一个人。
Just like he saved himself.
就像神拯救摩西一样。
He knew that he wanted to save all of his people.
他知道神要拯救他所有的子民。
To be a greater testimony to himself in this world.
成为这个世界上神自己的见证。
And he tried in his own way to do it.
但是呢，他用自己的方式。
And he miserably failed.
所以呢，他非常悲惨的失败。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
Midian is where the dream went to die.
你知道，米甸是让每一个梦想破灭的地方。
I don't know if you can even manage how close, imagine how close Moses was to the throne of the greatest power in the world.
你能够想象吗？摩西本来对这个整个世界的权力中心的宝座是本来是非常非常的接近的。
And now he's stuck in Midian.
结果后来他 变成在米甸。
And even his brethren that he thought he was going to deliver didn't no longer trust him.
甚至呢，他认为他要拯救的那些弟兄也不再信任他。
I believe in a real way Moses thought things were over.
我想摩西一定觉得他已经结束了。
The great deliverer fled to Midian.
那么这个伟大的拯救者却逃到了米甸。
This 40 years, you think the dream is lost.
这40年是不是他的梦想就破灭了？
Testimony of God is impossible.
你以为神的见证就不可能了吗？
Hope is dashed.
希望也毁灭了。
And all he could do is start a new life.
他所能做的就是开始另外一种生活。
But this is maybe the most important period in the life of Moses.
然而在摩西的生命之中这里也许是最重要的。
Because this is the period where the man of God is made.
因为在正是在这个阶段里面神人被制作出来。
This is the reason where his efforts, this is the place where his efforts went to die.
是在这里面他自己的努力都失败。
This is the reason, the place where he thought he could do something and he found out he could do nothing in himself.
在这个时候他发现本来他以为他能够做什么事现在他发现他什么也做不了。
This is the beginning when the man of God was really dealt with and made.
在这里面真的神人他开始被对付被制成。
I think this is the most important period.
我相信这是最重要一个阶段。
God begins in this period in Midian the greatest work in Moses.
神在这个米甸的这个阶段开始在摩西身上的工作。
You know, Moses had greatnatural talents.
我们知道摩西他有非常明显的天然的能力。
Listen to what it says carefully. He was taught in all the wisdom of Egypt.
圣经里面告诉我们说他学会了埃及一切的学问。
All the wisdom of Egypt.
一切埃及的学问。
It says he was mighty in words and deeds.
还告诉我们说他说话行事都大有能力。
You know, they don't say that about me very often.
没有人这么说我。
They certainly don't say that about you either.
也不会这么说你。
He had every natural capability to be the best and the brightest leader that could be.
他就成为一个领袖的一切的天然的能力。
But in the making of the man of God, this is the secret.
但是呢，要制成一个属神的人，秘诀却在这里。
It's not your natural abilities that matter.
和你的天然的能力无关。
You know, sometimes when we want someone to handle the money in the church, we look for an accountant.
我们知道我们要找人来管理教会财务的时候我们就要找懂会计的人。
Because they're natural with the money.
因为呢他们对钱很明白。
And when we have any building problems, they always call me to look at the building.
那么如果他们的房子建筑有问题了吗他们总是来找我。
Because they think I understand the building.
因为他们觉得我明白建筑。
And when you look for a preacher, you look for the one who's the most eloquent.
你们要当找传道人的时候就讲最会讲话的人。
You're looking for natural ability.
在找天然的能力。
The secret of the man of God.
神人的秘诀。
Is he had to take him into the wilderness.
是神要把他带到旷野。
And he had to show Moses this one thing.
要向摩西显明一件事。
All the learning of Egypt.
在埃及所学的一切。
Mighty in words and deeds.
无论是你在言语行为上大有能力。
All of your natural capabilities.
你一切天然的能力。
Don't mean anything.
都无关紧要。
God needed to do a work to reduce this man of God to bring out those abilities under the resurrection power of God. That's what had to happen.
神要在这个人身上做工来减少他天然的能力并且呢这些能力都要在那个复活的能力之下。
It says Moses was taken to the mountain of God.
那里讲到摩西来到神的山。
In Exodus 3 verse 1.
在出埃及记第三章第一节。
I put it this way.
我们这样说。
There on the mountain of God,
到了神的山。
The man of God,
神的人
met the God of man.
遇见了人的神。
That's the secret.
这是秘诀。
There on the mountain of God, as it's described,
那里面讲到说，到了神的山,
the man of God,
神的人,
met the God of man,
遇见了人的神,
and something tremendous happened.
结果就发生了大事。
He began to discover the secret.
他就发现, 他开始发现一个秘密。
The secret didn't lie in his natural abilities.
就是呢，讲到他天然的能力。
The secret didn't lie in his natural strengths.
在他个人的能力里面是没有的。
There was a secret that God had to show him.
是神要向他显明的一个秘密。
So he saw this, what he described, Moses described as the great sight.
就是呢，摩西所讲的，看到了一个大的异象。
It was a thorn bush that was on fire.
就是呢，一个着火的荆棘。
But the great sight was not that the thorn bush was on fire.
那个大的异象不是说荆棘着火了。
That was an ordinary sight.
那是很普通的
sight.
不很普通的现象。
What the great sight was all about is the thorn bush was on fire and the thorn bush was not consumed.
那个大的异象是荆棘着火了却没有烧毁。
Now here's the secret.
秘诀在这里。
Moses, you thought you could deliver my people.
摩西，你以为你可以拯救我的子民。
Moses, you thought you were something with all the wisdom of Egypt.
摩西，你以为因着你有埃及一切的智慧，你就可以做，你就是一个人物。
Moses, you thought you were something mighty in words and deeds.
摩西，你以为你因着行事为人大有能力，就是一个人物。
But the secret is you're an old thorn bush.
但是秘诀就是你不过是一个燃烧的荆棘。
Now, I don't know if you'd appreciate if I came up to you and said you're just an old thorn bush.
如果我要对你说你不过就是一个荆棘的话 你愿不愿意听这话
Dried up old thorn bush at that
你就是那个干柴就是一个不过是一个荆棘而已
But he said Moses there's more to the secret than just the fact that you're an old thorn bush
但是神对摩西说你那个秘诀就是你不单单就是一个荆棘而已
There's a fire in the thorn bush
乃是在这个荆棘里面有火
And because of that fire in the thorn bush
因着荆棘里面的火
The bush is not consumed.
荆棘却没有烧毁。
This was the secret Moses needed to see.
这是摩西需要看见的秘密。
Now what does this mean? What on earth does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means in our natural self, we're useless.
就是告诉我们说在我们这个天然的人是没有用的。
But God's secret is that He puts fire within the thorn bush.
但是神的秘诀是说他在荆棘当中有火。
And that fire is the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Himself.
那个火就是耶稣基督他死里复活的生命。
And because of that, this thorn bush is not consumed.
因此这个燃烧的荆棘它不会被烧毁。
Now do you see that?
你有没有看见这一点?
Moses no longer had that great confidence now.
摩西现在他没有自信了。
He even began to argue with God about going back and delivering the people.
他甚至跟神争论他不要回去要带领以色列人出来。
And the secret came again. Moses, I am is with you.
但是秘诀就是神对摩西说我与你同去。
Brothers and sisters, this is the great secret.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常大的秘诀。
It's not our abilities,
不是我们的能力
or lack of abilities,
或者我们没有能力。
It's not our wisdom,
不是我们的智慧。
It's not our deeds,
不是我们的行为。
It's not our works,
不是我们的工作。
But it's the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus within that thorn bush.
乃是耶稣基督死里复活的生命在那个荆棘里面。
That's the secret.
这是那个秘诀。
That's what happened to Moses.
这是在摩西身上发生的。
He called it the great sight.
他说那是一个大异象。
That's what we need to see.
这是我们需要看
见的。Brothers and sisters, it's the fire within the vessel.
弟兄姐妹，实在就是因为在这器皿里面的火。
That makes the man of God what he's to be.
使神的人成为神的人。
I believe we need to see this.
我相信我们需要看见这一点。
You know, Paul the Apostle
使徒保罗
understood this.
他明白这一点。
He said to the Philippian church, he said this, for me to live is Christ.
所以他对腓立比的教会说，因我活着就是基督。
Now, I know I've shared this with you before, but this is the vital secret of Christianity.
我不记得有没有跟你们说过，这是基督徒生活最重要的秘诀。
Some people think the Christian life is me getting saved, and then me living for the Lord Jesus.
有些人认为基督徒啊，救恩就是我被拯救，我为神而活。
But I say that the Christian life is more like Moses.
但是我说基督的生活更像
摩西一样。We get saved.
摩西一样，我们被拯救
了。And then he wants to show us the secret is not Moses' life.
然后呢，神要让摩西看见的秘诀不是摩西自己，乃是在基督里面的火。
And so Paul didn't say for me to live is to live like Christ.
所以保罗没有说我活着是要活出基督的生命。
He said this tremendous statement, for me to live is Christ.
所以呢，他说了一句伟大的话，他说因我活着就是基督。
In other words, it's Christ living in me.
换句话说是基督在我里面活着。
He said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ.
在加拉太书3:20说他说因我活着就是基督。他说我如今活着是因神的儿子而活。
But he didn't stop there.
他没有停在那里。
He said, but Christ lives in me.
他是说乃是基督在我里面活。
That's the fire in the thorn bush.
这是讲到荆棘里面的火。
That's the secret of the man of God.
这就是神人的秘诀。
We cannot overlook this story as some just a biblical story.In Moses' life,
我们不能轻看圣经里面关于摩西的这些故事。
He said, "I am with you," saith the Lord.
神说我与你同去。
This was his secret.
这就是他的秘诀。
And may the Lord help us to see it.
愿神帮助我们看见这一点。
Now, the last thing I would like us to look at,
我们要看的最后一点是
is this matter of.His service, Moses' service as the man of God.
那是讲到摩西他对神的服侍。
Moses lived 120 years, we read at the end of Deuteronomy.
在申命记的最后，我们读到摩西他一共活了120年。
His life can be broken into these three 40-year periods.
他的生命可以分成三个40年的阶段。
The first 40 years is about discovering both personal and corporate salvation.
前40年讲到他认识到个人和团体的救恩。
The second 40 years might seem to many people to be a waste off in Midian.
对许多人来讲，第二个四十年来好像是在米甸都浪费掉了。
But it's the most important phase of his life.
但是是在他生命中最重要的一个阶段。
In the last 40 years is when he returned to Egypt.
最后的四十年是从他回到埃及开始。
For service.
来服侍神。
Acts 7 verse 23 says it was 40 years at the smiting of the Egyptian before he went.To Midian.
在使徒行传第七章第二十三节说，他将到四十岁。
Exodus 7 verse 7 says Moses was 80 years old when he returned to Egypt to deal with Pharaoh.
那讲到当他回到埃及去跟法老面对面的时候，那个时候
Deuteronomy 34 verse 7 says Moses was 120 years old when he died.
那么申命记告诉我们说，当他死的时候，他是120岁。
Now listen, look at this is a strange thing even in Moses' explanation of life. Look at Psalm 90, would you verse 10?
其实在摩西自己的话中，这也是件很奇怪的事。我们一起来看诗篇第九十篇。
This is the way Moses described life.
摩西是这样讲到一个人的生命。
The days of our years are 70 years and 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁。
Now, we don't talk like this that often, so a score is 20 years.
我们现在都不用这种说法，那么一个 score 就是二十年。
So this is 70 years, if my math is correct.
那么如果我算数做对的话，那么三个半 score 就是七十年。
And if by reason of strength,
若是强壮
they be 40 years, now that I've taught you this higher math, what is that?
就是如果我们讲到四分的话，那应该是多少年？
80, good. I've got everybody. Someone's not asleep. That's good news at this point. Someone's not asleep. 80 years. If by reason of strength they be fourscore years, yet their pride is labor and vanity, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
若是强壮可到80岁, 但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦, 转眼重空,
Moses, in this explanation of life, said life's only 80 years long.
摩西在讲到一个人的生命的时候, 他说,
and yet his service began when he was 80 years old.
但是他的侍奉是从他80岁开始的。
I think that's tremendous.
就非常不得了。
Because Moses is saying life is over.
因为他摩西来讲,
and now I'm going to serve.
他说我已经
going to serve.
现在我开始来服侍。
That proves that our service must be in the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就说明我们的服侍必须从主耶稣死里复活的生命开始。
That's the secret.
这是那个秘密。
Service is never in the strength of our own life.
服侍从来跟我们个人的力量无关。
Service is never by our own ability.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
It is by the Lord working in us.
乃是因着神在我们里面工作。
His strength and His power and His life which is beyond our abilities.
乃是他自己的能力,他自己的力量, 远远超过我们自己的能力。
So I think this is a tremendous thing.
我相信这是非常大的事。
Real service begins beyond what he described as his natural lifespan.
真实的服事乃是在我们自己天然的生命结束之后开始的。
How we need more resurrection life in service today.
在我们今天的服事中, 我们何等需要死里复活的能力。
I think Brother Sparks had a real understanding of this.
我相信Spark弟兄非常明白这一点。
When we look around the church, we see the church littered with people who serve in their own strength and abilities.
当他看教会的时候, 他看到教会里面有好多好多靠自己力量服事的人。
But this man of God showed us differently.
但是这位属于神的人, 他所表现的完全不同。
You know, there's another description of Moses besides Moses, the man of God.
那么讲到摩西这个神人的时候，还有另外的事情。
There is this description, it says, calls him Moses, the servant of God.
那里面讲到说，摩西神的仆人。
Deuteronomy 34, verse 5.
申命记第34章第5节。
And Moses, the servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab.
34章第5节说, 耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩亚地。
And in Joshua 1 verse 2,
约书亚记第1章第2节,
God said to Joshua,
耶和华对约书亚说,
Moses, my servant, is dead.
我的仆人摩西死了。Now
rise up.
现在起来。
In Joshua 12 verse 6 it says this.
第12章第6节。
Moses the servant of the Lord.
神的仆人摩西。
At the end of the Old Testament in Malachi 4 verse 4.
在旧约的最后一节, 马拉西说第4章第4节,
it says, remember the law of Moses, my servant.
那里面说, 你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法。
And then it says near the end of the New Testament,
在新约的最后,
Revelation 15, verse 3,
启示录第15章第3节,
and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. Now, think about this for a moment. God himself called Moses my servant.
神自己称摩西是我的仆人。
You know, he had this one description, Moses, the man of God.
在圣经里面讲到说,摩西是神的。
But now God gives him this other description.
神又讲到他另外一点,
Moses, the servant of God.
摩西是神的仆人。
The one who thought all of his dreams died in Midian.
那个以为 他的所有的梦想在伊甸在米甸破灭的人。
The one that no longer had any confidence in himself to even go.
那个再也没有信心他自己去埃及的那个人。
He said, I can't even speak.
讲到说我不会讲话的人。
He said, please send someone else with me.
他说请派一个别人跟我一起去。
And you know how he sent Aaron.
所以神就派了亚伦。
What a difference in this man.
这个人他现在何等不同。
But God calls him Moses, the servant of God.
但是神却说我的仆人摩西。
Now I think this is another tremendous thing.
我想这是另外一件非常大的事。
God, can you imagine, again, this matter of legacy, if you were to be known of anything, to be known as Moses, the man of God?
你能够再想象一下，再想象这一点吗？如果你想要留下一点点遗产，你要像摩西一样被称为是神人的话。
And then can you imagine if God himself said of you, Moses, or you, Sherry, or you, Kenny, or you, Tom, the servant of God?
你能够想象吗？神还会再加上对你说：“你、你、你、你是我的仆人。”
I believe this is a tremendous thing.
我相信这是非常大的事。
God makes His servants.
神制成他的仆人。
God calls His servants.
神呼召他的仆人。
God gives His servants the ability to serve.
神将服事的能力给他的仆人。
He gives them the fire within.
他把火给他
He gives them the resurrection life.
把复活的生命赐给他
And it's in that that they can serve.
就是这样所以他们可以服
侍 You know, we sometimes think only certain people are servants of God.
有时候我们以为只有某些人他们是神的仆人
We say, Tom, he's a servant of the Lord.
我们说 Kenman 弟兄他是神的仆人
But we say, Kenny, he's an engineer.
我们说Kenny, 他不过是一个工程师。
But Moses understood something that few people understand.
但是摩西明白很少人明白的事。
He understood that all the people of God were servants of God.
他知道所有属于神的人都是神的仆人。
Do you remember when he went back in the plagues of Egypt and he went back to confront Pharaoh?
还记不记得当他回到埃及来面对法老的时候
？What did he say to Pharaoh over and over again?
他对法老一次一次的说什么呢？
Do you remember the statement that he said to Pharaoh over and over again?
你还记得他对法老一次一次又说的话是什么
？He said, "Let my people go, that they might serve me in the wilderness."
他说，让我的百姓走，他们可以在旷野服侍我。
He had a greater understanding, just like he had a greater understanding of salvation.
就像他对救恩有非常大的认识一样，他对。服事也同样有非常大的。
He had a greater understanding of service.
他明白服事。
Service includes all the people of God.
神的所有的百姓都要服事。
You may be a housewife.
也许你是一个家庭妇女。
But you are a servant of God.
但是你是神的仆人。
You may be an engineer like me, but you are a servant of God.
你也许像我一样是一个工程师，但你是神的仆人。
You may be a genius like Tom, but you are a servant of God.
你也许像我一样是一个天才，但你也是神的仆人。
Do you understand it?
明白吗
？This is a very important principle.
这是一个非常重要的原则。
Every one of us is called to be a servant of God.
神呼召我们每一个人成为他的仆人。
God wants to give every one of us that title.
神要把每他要把那个银子给我们每一个人。
He wants to say at the end, John.
他最终他希望对梦弟兄人。对孟弟兄说你是
He wants to say at the end, Mark, the servant of God.
最终他希望能够对 Mark 说
He wants to say at the end, Marco, the servant of God.
他真的是盼望在最终他能够对 Marco 说 Marco, 神的仆人。
Every one of us is to serve the Lord.
我们每一个人都要服侍神。
You may be working.
也许你有工作。
You may be in school.
也许你上学。
You may be a homemaker.
也许你在家里。
You may be the president of the United States.
也许是美国总统。
You may be in what some people call full-time service.
也许你也许是某些人所说的全时间的传道人。
Every child of God is to be a servant of the Lord.
但是神的每一个儿女都是主的仆人。
Let's don't make the mistake the world makes.
我们不要犯这个世界的错误。
And say they are servants of God.
他们说他们是神的仆人。
They serve and we're laymen.
他们是神的仆人，你不过是平平。
Let's don't make that mistake.
我们不要犯这个错误。
God wants to deliver every one of His children from the bondage of Egypt, which is the world, to be a servant
of the living God.
神要把他的每一个儿女从埃及就这个世界拯救出来，来成为神的仆人。
You are to serve the Lord, whether you're at school.
你在学校的时候你要服侍主。
Or whether you're at home.
你在家里。
Or whether you're retired.
你退休了。
Or whether you're a busy executive.
或者呢，你是公司的总管。
It makes absolutely no difference. We're all to be in the end the servants of God.
我们没有区别，最终我们都是要成为神的仆人。
This was the thing that Moses said.
这是摩西。
Now let me end with this one thing.
最后一件事。
There is only one thing required of a servant.
对一个仆人只有一个要求。
You may think service is too difficult.
你或许讲服侍实在太困难。
It just requires too much energy and too much strength.
需要付上太多的能量和太多的力量。
But the Bible doesn't say that.
但圣经不是这么说。
The Bible says there's only one thing required of a servant.
圣经只说对仆人只有一个要求。
And again, it speaks of Moses.
再次讲到摩西。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 2.
第三章第二节。
But I'll begin in verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊。你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣
who is faithful to him that constituted him
他为那设立他的尽忠
as Moses also in all of his house
如同摩西在神的全家尽忠一样
this word says Moses was faithful in all of his house
这里面讲到摩西在神的全家尽忠
For he has been counted worthy of greater glory than Moses. By how much more that he who built it has more honor than the house.
算是配得更多荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all of his house.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠。
This is the one thing that's required of a servant.
这是对仆人要求的一件事。
Do you remember the story the Lord Jesus told in Matthew 25?
记不记得在马太福音25章主耶稣讲的故事
？About a man that was going into a far country.
讲到一个人要到远处去。
And he gave to each of his servants talents. Do you remember that?
他把银子给他的每一个仆人。
He gave according to their abilities.
按照他们的才干。
He gave one 5 talents.
给一个仆人五千
两。He gave one 2 talents.
另外一个人两千
两。And he gave one talent.
还有一个人一千两。
And after it was all said and done, this man returned.
那么后来啊，他办完事之后就回来了。
And one who had 5 talents traded, and he ended up with 5 more talents. So in the end, and this is higher math, I understand, this was 10 total talents.
那么有拿到五千两银子那个人，他就拿去做买卖，又赚了五千两，最终他有。
And then the one that sorry,
非常复杂的数学问题。
I didn't mean to step on your translation toes.
That's okay.
And then the one that had 2 talents.
那么有两千两的
，did business.
也去做买卖。
And he got 2 more talents.
他又赚了两千两。
And so he has 4 talents.
最后他有四千两。
And then the one that had 1 talent. Do you know what he did?
只有一千两的他做了什么呢
？He thought this man was a hard man.
他觉得这个人，他觉得他的主人是忍心。
He took his 1 talent.
他就拿着一千两银子。
And he buried it in the ground.
埋在地里。
And when he came, he said, "Have what is yours."
当主人回来的时候，他说：“我把它还给你。
”Now to the first two, the one with 10 talents.
对前面两个仆人。
And the one with 2 talents.
就是有
4 talents.
最后拿到一万两和四千两的。
These were the only words that he said.
他对他们只说了一句话
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
你是我又忠心又良善的仆人。
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
你来享受。
Now you,
你可以进来享受主人的快乐。
Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. Now, you know, I would think the Lord would have said, this one that had the 10 talents
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
他没有对那个有一万两银子的说干得好。
And I would think the one that had the two talents that were made in the floor, he would say, pretty good job.
那么对有两千两又赚了两千两的人就说你做得也不错。
It doesn't matter if we have five talents.
其实我们无论我们有五千两也好
or if we have two talents,
或者两千两也好都没关系
or if we have one talent,
或者我们有一千两
the reward is the same whether you have five talents
无论你是有奖励都奖赏都是一样的你有五千两也好
or whether you have two talents,
或者两千两
or whether you have just one talent,
或者只有一千两
all that is required of the servant is that he be faithful
他对他的仆人所要求的只有一件事就是要忠心
Brothers and sisters, how this encourages me.
弟兄姐妹，这对我们是何等大的激励。
Because I consider myself that one talent.
但是我觉得我自己就是有一千两的那个。
He doesn't expect me to be a five talent saint.
其实他也不指望我是有五千两的。
He doesn't even expect me to be a two talent saint.
他也不是指望我是有两千两。
But with that one talent, he expects me to be faithful and serve.
但是呢我他给我一千两他就希望我能够忠心的服侍他。
And not to bury that talent.
不是把他把银子埋在地里。
How many of the people of God, how many more one talents?
许许多多的神的啊神的仆人他们都是只有一千两。
Brother Nee said many more of us are one talents than five or two.
尼弟兄说有一千两的是要比有五千两和两千两的多。
All that is required is to be faithful.
神所要的就是忠心。
Brothers and sisters, you be faithful.
弟兄姐妹要忠心。
I want to leave you with this word. You be faithful.
我要跟人讲，你要忠心。
You may just be like me, one talent, but be faithful.
你可能跟我一样，只有一千两，但是要忠心。
You may be like John and have five talents.
你也许像孟弟兄一样，有五千两。
You may be like Linda and have two talents.
也许像我的姐妹，她有两千两。
But in the end, if we're faithful with what He's given us,
但是如果我们对神交给我们的忠心
，if we serve in the house of our God,
如果我们在神的家里面服侍
，He will say the same thing to every one of His servants.
他对他的每一个仆人都要说同样的话。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
你是我忠心良善的仆人。
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
进来享受主的快乐。
Paul the apostle said this.
使徒保罗这样说。
He said that one thing that was required.
他说只要求有一件事。
He said moreover, it is pardon me, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2.
哥林多前书第四章第二节。
Paul said moreover,It is required of stewards or servants, we could put it that way, that they be found faithful.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
That's the only requirement.
这是唯一的要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden the Lord has laid on my heart about Moses.
弟兄姐妹，这是神在我心里面关于摩西的负担。
God is looking today for that man of God.
今天神在找神的人。
He is looking for that vessel he can use.
他在寻找他能够使用的器皿。
He is looking for that vessel he can choose.
他在寻找他能够选择的器皿。
He found it in Moses.
他在摩西那里找到了。
And he's found it in many million saints.
他在许许多的圣徒那里找到了。
He was one that came to know full salvation.
他能够摩西能够明白神完整的救恩。
It was not just individual salvation.
不单单是个人被拯救。
It was God calling a people to be a testimony, a corporate testimony for Himself in the world.
神乃是呼召属于他的子民在这个地上成为一个团体的见证。
Today that's the body of Christ, the church.
今天就是教会基督的身体。
And we're called to be members of the body of Christ.
神呼召我们成为基督身体上的肢体。
He learned the secret of service.
摩西明白了服侍的秘诀。
It isn't his abilities, however great they are,
不是他有多伟大。
Or his lack of abilities,
或者他没有能力。
However the deficit is, how great the deficit is,
无论他有什么样的缺点。
It's all to do with the fire that's in the thorn bush.
都是因着荆棘里面的火。
It's the resurrection life,
是一个复活的生命。
That's the secret of the man of God.
就是神的人的秘诀。
And then in the end, he wants every one of us to be his servants.
最后一点，他要我们每一个人都成为他的仆人。
This wasn't a special title just for Moses.
这不是单单给摩西的一个特殊的称号。
As Moses understood, this is what God is looking for in all of his people.
摩西知道这是神在属于他的每一个人身上所要的。
This is the reason he delivers his people.
这就是为神要神要拯救他的子民。
This is why he saves his people from the house of bondage.
就是神把他的子民从捆绑之中拯救出来的目的。
This is why he brings them into the promised land.
就是要把为什么把他们带到应许之地。
That they would be servants.
所以他们可以成为仆人。
And the only thing he's looking for.
他要的唯一一件事。
Is faithful.
就是忠心。
Moses
摩西
was faithful
向神尽忠
in all of his house
在神的全家。
This is the burden.
这是我的负担。
Lord, we just commit these thoughts to you.
主啊，我们将这些再交在你的手里。
We pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would really make them alive to us.
真的是我们。向主耶稣求愿，圣灵愿这些话在我们里面能够活过来。
Lord, we just don't want words.
主啊，我们没有更多的话。
We want the Spirit of God to penetrate our spirit.
真的是愿意神的灵能够进入到我们的里面。
That we too could be a man of God.
让我们同样可以成为属
神的人。Lord, we want you to show us that full salvation.
主啊，向我们显明那完备的救恩。
Lord, we want you to show us that great secret of living.
主啊，向我们显明我们活着那个秘诀。
Give us revelation of it.
主，让我们得到启示。
And Lord, we want to be those servants you've called us to be.
主啊，我们能够成为你所呼召的仆人。
Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for being among those that have buried our talent.
主啊，真的是让我们啊，让我们能够成为啊，属于你的。
To let others serve.
让我们能够服侍你。
All you're looking for is faithfulness.
主啊，你要的就是忠心。
And you are faithful.
主，你是信实的。
The Word of God says, God is faithful who has called us.
圣经里面告诉我们说，招我们那位神他是信实的。
We pray that you would make that true of us.
主啊，我们真的是求你上我，在让我们里面也是这样。
For we ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.